This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And joining us now from South Philly, ahead of Commanders and Eagles tonight, there is perhaps no one more appropriate to talk to ahead of a Commanders and Eagles game than Brian Mitchell. B. Mitch, what's going on, man?
What up, Craig? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for this game tonight. Paint the picture for us up there. I'm sure it's always fun for you to go back to Philly after you spent so many great years there, after you obviously spent so many great years in Washington. But for these night games in Philly, that stadium's just a little bit different. Are you starting to feel that energy already, or is it still just a little bit too far before kickoff?
Oh, no. That energy started early today. Actually, it started last night as I went around places and, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, we know you're here to cheer for the Commanders, but, you know, we love you here, too. So, but it's a lot of fun. The fans are already out there. They've been tailgating all damn day. You know, our lots normally open about 3 or 4 hours before the game. Their lots open at 1:30 today. So, there'll be a lot of lively people out there tonight. I guarantee you that.
That is hilarious, actually, is what it is. It's also fully expected for Philly. On the Washington side of it, of course, and Brian, as you know, hosted B. Mitch and Finley 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over on 106.7 The Fan. So for you looking at this on the Washington side of it, Brian, how do you think that this short turnaround affects them, specifically after that Steelers game? Not so much of like the short turnaround, because Philly's got to do that too. They even play the afternoon on Sunday. But kind of the way that they lost that game, the missed opportunities to get to come out and play a couple of days later, how do you think that plays into the game tonight, if at all?
It helps them out, because you know one thing about players, they don't want to sit out there and practice all day and worry about things. They want to get right back on the horse, and this is a quick opportunity for them to get back only 4 days after that game. But they also understand the things that they have to correct. Most of the things that happened in that game were mental. You know, you when you're dropping balls, that's mental. You know, you get a turnover two times in the second half, you don't get any points out of it. So these are mental. So they had a good mental week. But, you know, once the game starts, people say, oh, they sore. It is. When that football game starts, those guys start moving around, they forget about any soreness. They care about the people right there in front of them at the moment. But the mental things have to be corrected, and to get right back out there is the best thing for any football player.
Jaden Daniels, as a runner, has not been as effective in recent weeks. Teams have seemed to be able to take that away. And to an extent, Dan Quinn admitted this week, like, they've taken some of that off of his plate because they don't want to get him hit on that rib injury. It also sounds like, though, that leash is expiring, if you will. Do you think that is an important thing for them to get going tonight? And how do you feel about that part of Jaden's game against this Eagles defense?
Well, I think part of that game goes away when you don't have Brian Robinson on the field. You know, they can focus on him a little bit more instead of having to worry about Brian and also worry about him. In this game tonight, Brian Robinson will be playing. So I think Jaden will be able to do the things he was doing before. But also, I think they want to be cautious because of the rib injury and things like that. But Brian Robinson being on the field, I think, changes all of those things. You know, when you see Patrick Queen sitting there waiting for him all day, that's because Patrick Queen didn't have to worry about 6'2", 6'3", 230 pounds running in his chest. Tonight, they won't have that luxury to just sit back and wait on him. They got to worry about B-Rob also.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point, too, because it was pretty clear that Pittsburgh was not, like, on zone read, they wanted the handoff. I don't know how much you want the handoff, especially if you're going to be short-staffed on the front side of a run when Brian Robinson is out there. How do you feel about the Terry McLaurin matchup tonight? He's going to be on Kenyon Mitchell. They've played a lot more press man in this five-game winning streak as Philadelphia. Terry's maybe the best receiver in the league against press man. How do you feel about, again, like, the matchup itself and the importance of that matchup?
Well, I feel very confident in Terry, man. Terry's going to beat most people. But the thing about it, as I said today, I was asking people, was Quinyon Mitchell talking? Because when people talk to Terry, he embarrasses them. Quinyon hadn't said anything yet. He said he likes to talk on the field. Well, if you start talking on the field to Terry McLaurin, you can look for a big day. The thing about Terry, he has big games against the Eagles. They were just his first game in the league, you know? So I'm expecting him to be good, and now he's more of a veteran player. Yeah, Quinyon can play, you know, and he has a great last name. But he can play. But I think the ultimate thing, Terry is an experienced player, and he's going to be able to take advantage of a younger guy.
Brian Mitchell with us here on the Hoffman Show. Of course, B. Mitch and Finley will have full reaction to this game tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 106.7 The Fan, which you can also listen to on the free Odyssey app. Brian, the biggest concern for me is the other side of the ball. This offense for Philadelphia has just an insane amount of talent. And we had a caller earlier that I thought put up an interesting theory, because I think Logan and I were kind of sitting in the play coverage, make them beat you, you know, limit your aggressiveness, really pick your spots. And the caller was basically like, I would just, if I'm going to die, I'd rather die quickly. Like, I don't want to have them just sustain long drives. Where is your, if you're Joe Witt Jr., where is your aggressiveness dial tonight?
Well, I think what you have to do is understand that Jalen Hurts has not been very, very careful with the football. And I feel that if you put pressure on him and make him have to throw balls, that'll help you out more. I think if Saquon has a big night and he's running the ball effectively, now they keep the ball all day, they put the pressure on our offense, and you strain a defense. So tonight, you got to take your chances with him, because I think if you are going to have to choose your own poison, I don't want it to be Saquon. I'd rather have Jalen try to go out and beat me. And you're going to have to find ways to throw those different coverages at A.J. Brown. Don't allow him to just have one-on-one like they did last year with Forbes. You got to make sure he don't know what's coming at him. Throw him some zones at him sometimes. Have a guy over the top. Make him have to think when he's out there instead of just running free as he did down the field last year.
Is there any other part of this game, specifically a matchup, you know, kind of the mentality of each of these teams, anything in particular to you that we haven't talked about that you think is really important, that's kind of top of mind for you as we approach kickoff tonight?
Well, top of mind for me is special teams, to be honest with you. Last week,
you, Brian, whoa, hold on. You, special teams?
No,
come
I'm
on
saying,
now.
Think about it, Greg. Last week, you had two muffs. You lost one. You have to be sure with the football. Okay, and I think if we can try to find a way to do something to them and get an advantage, it'll help us out. So, Cyber's not playing tonight. Okay, we have Gonzo in there. So, we need him to continue as he was last week. Be consistent with the ball. You know, knock things through the uprights when you have to. But the ultimate thing is you cannot have those turnovers, especially when you're dealing with, when you're backed up like that. You know, you give the ball to somebody on a 10, that's 7 points, more than likely. So, you have to be protected of the ball. You know, I know they worked on OZ all week, and I hope they stuck with him. So I hope he comes out there this week and be a lot better with it, because last week, that was tough.
Yeah, that was not good. It's pretty easy for anybody to evaluate him last week. Like two muff punts, you lose one of them. Okay, I thought it was interesting that Dan was like, well, you have to look at the whole body of work, because in my mind, I don't know that he's had some spectacular year as a punt returner. Brian, what have you made of Olamide Zaccheaus as a punt returner in 2024?
Well, I think he's just been like he was. Sometimes you get guys where they're unsure of the catch on the punt, and then I think also what I've seen with him, he kind of gets his feet slack. And the thing about punts now, and a lot of leagues, a lot of players are going through these left-footed punters, a different spin on the ball. That ball is coming down. It gets from 5 to 6 yards to you. It can still move. And a lot of guys have to reach outside their body, or they try to catch it too high. If that ball hits you in those shoulder pads, it's going to bounce off of you. So you need to be able to move back and slide yourself around to make sure that you feel it in the right spot. That little bread basket right below the chest and right above the waist. That's where you try to catch most of the punts.
Hopefully, you know, if he's got any last-minute questions, he'll find you. But this guy's been doing it a long time. Going to be a huge, huge part of the game tonight for sure. Brian will be on the Commanders pregame coverage on all of their YouTube channels and all that kind of good stuff. And then again tomorrow with JP, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on 106.7 The Fan. B-Mitch, always a pleasure. Enjoy the game tonight, man, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
That's Brian Mitchell with us here on the Hoffman Show live from Philadelphia. When we get back here on the Team 980, what would a win mean tonight for Washington? What would a loss mean tonight for Washington? Then our pick six at six here on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.